Welcome back, guys. Totally unrelated. I'm your host, Adrian Cosby. It's a special supplemental Wednesday episode. I say supplemental because normally the podcast comes out on Wednesday. And if you're a regular listener, you know that by Wednesday, I mean it could come out any day of the week. But we're doing a supplemental because I've already released one this week. We had one that came out on Monday. Here we are on Wednesday. And I don't know if I want to call this the Missed Opportunities podcast, but it'll be a different kind of podcast. I'm not going to say I'm going to do two every week because I tried that before, and what I found was the second podcast was just garbage. I couldn't even release them. But I think what I'm finding is that after I do one podcast, like I said in the last one, I end up with 200 thoughts about what I should have talked about and didn't. So this one at least will be called a Missed Opportunities podcast. If you listened to the last cast with Greg Morton, wow, what a nice guy. Can't say that enough. Talented performer and very giving, very, very quick with advice and encouragement. Just I wish more people were like that. But you know what? If more people were like that, I'd probably hate people like that and I'd like a cynic more. But he's a rare breed and I hope I get to work with him again soon. Shout out to Mike Schustock. I think I said Schusta. I don't know if everybody pronounces the stock part of his name, Mike Schustock, but he was our host this week, and he was a fantastic host, did a great job. It's a testament to how much luck and is involved in this business and how much perseverance is required. A really funny guy, lives in New York, came into Hartford to do the week with us, and he would pitch me these ideas, not even pitch them to me, but just tell me these ideas about sketches he had or jokes he had. And each one of them, I was like, yeah, that could be a show or that could be a movie. It was a testament to a guy who's been in the game for 10 years, really being able to whittle down the thoughts into something that's worth doing. I think when you first start, you feel like everything you have, every idea you have is worth talking about or pursuing. But after a while, you start to whittle down the ones that really are. So hats off to Mike Schustock. Great working with you. I wish every MC was that professional. I say that as a professional MC myself. Speaking of professional MC, I don't want to say I'm above MCing because I'm not. I'm doing it in a couple weeks. I'll talk about that later. But I just had a week. I was supposed to be at the Dayton Funny Bone next week according to my calendar. But according to their calendar, I'm not. So now I have 2 weeks in a row completely off, which is crazy because as of a month ago, I was working both these weeks. But with the closure of the Newport Funny Bone and the headliner bringing his own opening act, I am now off for 2 weeks. I just spilled yogurt on myself. Well, I didn't just do it. I did it before I started. But, so yeah, that's what just happened there. So I'm off for a while, so I'm going to really focus that energy on the podcast. And so what does that mean? Probably going to be doing at least two episodes a week if I can, if not more, maybe putting some in the can. There's a couple people I'd like to interview that I had set up and then got busy and couldn't do. So now, I'm going to really try my best to get out to these people and, do some real totally unrelated stories. I feel like lately we've been completely related to comedy. And I'd like to get back out into the real world people and talk to some people who don't have anything to do with comedy or maybe have something to do with a different type of business or people from my past or people I've never met before. So if you have any suggestions and you're listening and you're in the Ohio area and you think you know somebody that would make a great guest, send me a message. And so how are you going to do that? You're going to go to CosbyComedy.com or the Podbean app. Or wherever you listen to this podcast from, you'll probably be able to send me a message. Or, I'd like to make the announcement that starting with the next episode, we will have a hotline, a totally unrelated hotline, where you can call in and leave a message completely anonymously, or you can leave your name if you want to, where you can share your stories, your questions. Maybe you just need somebody to listen. And we'll play those as needed. And I'm not going to say we'll play those every week. We might compile them for a while or do a best of, but I'm hoping that we'll get some entertaining calls. And the other thing is if you want to call, you can say instantly that you don't want the your comment to air, and I won't. I will honor all of those requests. So there'll be a little outgoing message when you call the number, and there'll be no toll on the message. It's not like it costs 6 cents a minute or anything for you. I'll pick up all the charges. But it will be like a domestic US phone. And I only say that because I know we have some listeners from overseas, which is incredible to me that anybody outside of the United States would listen to this. But I just wanted you to be aware. You can always email me for free, and I will answer or read any of the questions that you have on air if you tell me that you want me to. So, email is cosbycomedy@gmail.com. You can send me direct mail on my website. Right on the left side of the website, there's a email message that goes directly to me. I get them as soon as you send them. I may not always be able to check them because a lot of times I'm driving or flying or sleeping. I might be sleeping more often than not. Last week I got to do a radio call-in show, radio call-in interview with WCMJ here in Columbus, actually, I think it's in Cambridge, Ohio, but with Jeremy Scott, DJ Jeremy Scott. Thank you, Shelby Hunt, for setting that up. I had a great time. At the end of this episode, I will air that interview that they send me. They did an air check, and we got pretty deep. Things got pretty deep. We talked about, I talked about politics and probably religion and gender issues and social commentary, all the good stuff that you like to hear on morning radio. Picked up a bunch of Facebook followers, so thank you if you're listening to the podcast. Interesting stuff. Hopefully, I'll be able to do some recurring stuff with them. Jeremy was super professional, and I don't know what got me in the mood to talk about the things that we were talking about, but I will honestly say that I had my alarm set. And it went off so much earlier than I had expected that I had almost forgot. I was just sitting in the Courtyard Marriott, like kind of basking in the sun when my phone rang, and I was like, "Cambridge, Ohio, who's this?" And as soon as he picked it up, I knew who it was. Or as soon as I picked up, I could tell by the DJ voice. And so boom, we made magic happen. Talked for about 30 minutes, I think. I haven't checked it, so I'll be listening to it at the same time you're listening to it. I want to give a big shout out to my friends over at MyFitnessPal. We're going to do a shout out segment for some of my oldest friends. I did some housekeeping the other day over at that website, that community, where I have quite a few friends. But it's kind of a war of attrition. I think a lot of people join the site, use the site for 30 days, see the results they want, and then never log back in. So, I start to delete people if they haven't logged in for more than 2 to 3 weeks. I'd say probably, I wouldn't say 2 weeks. We'll say 20 days or more. About 3 weeks. Just for the simple fact that if you've been off for 20 days, you might not be coming back at all. And if you are, that's not to say that we can't be friends again. We absolutely can. But in the effort to kind of better understand my community and curtail my feed and keep things current, I like to be interacting with the people that log in every day. That being said, I went back and looked at my oldest users. And if you're curious on how to do this, the easiest way I found is to log in through a PC. And then you're going to go to your friends, which if you're on your own homepage, your profile page, your friends will be on the left-hand side. And if you're on the general newsfeed page, it'll be in the top banner. So you click on friends, and then at the bottom of that page, below all the icons, on the right-hand side, there's I guess what you'd call a sort by button with a drop-down menu. And if you drop that, it has oldest, newest, last login, and username. That's how you sort. So it'd be like alphabetical or by last login. So go to oldest, and then on page one will be your newest friends. On the last page, you'll find your oldest friends. So I click over to my last page. I started using this site about a year ago. And well, no, I say about a year ago. I just had my 275th anniversary. So I'm about almost a year, I guess you could say. I'm just shy of a year. Not just, but depending on how you measure days. 80 days away or so. In any case, I look and I see that everybody on my last page, except for two, have logged in today. So that's encouraging, and I think it's a testament. Now, if you know, if you've been following my story, you know that I had back surgery about 3 months ago now, March 4th, and haven't been able to work out since. But I have maintained my login streak, so I'm at like 276 days today, I think, but really haven't logged any exercise beyond walking, and really haven't been logging my food that much. But when I was really at the peak of my exercise, I was logging all my food, logging all my exercise, and really having a real interesting connection with my health that I had never had before. Then I had the back surgery and kind of just let myself go. Not in the terms of not caring or anything. I just kind of let go of the necessity to be watching my calories and all of this. It was stressful enough not being able to work out that I found a lot of comfort in eating foods that I had cut myself off from. A little bit of bread here and there, a couple cheesecakes here and there, cake, all these different things that I wouldn't eat just because it wasn't worth it. I started eating again, drinking again, smoking occasionally, just really kind of just enjoying myself. Because I can't run. And I started to feel this past week that that run, that time is over. After walking, you know, 15 miles in 3 days, I started to realize that I know what it is that I'm up to. And living a healthier lifestyle, not the healthiest lifestyle, but just a healthier lifestyle is really what I'm about. And I want to live, you know, I want to live without pain. Not every day is promised. You know, I could get struck by lightning as soon as I walk outside today, but you know, vanity aside, I just don't want to be in pain when I do these simple things, and that's what that's about. So today we're gonna do a shout out. We're gonna take a pause here for a second, and then we're gonna come back, do a shout out to the oldest friends that I have on MyFitnessPal. Now, how many should we do? It looks like there's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, about 15 per page. So maybe we'll try to get 30. Maybe we'll do 45. But we'll be right back. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Okay, we're back. Gonna give you some dates real quick, guys. I told you I was off for 2 weeks. That's the first 2 weeks of June. I come back strong in the middle of June on a short week at the Liberty Funny Bone. I know I said I wouldn't be back there for a long time, but or at least till fall. But here's the deal. I'm coming back. I'm bringing my good friend with me. His name is Rob Schneider. You might know him as Deuce Bigelow, the hot chick. You might know him as a lot of different things. But very funny gentleman from Saturday Night Live, from The Road, from Stand Up, The Real Rob on Netflix. Come check it out. That's Father's Day weekend. He will be in for Friday and Saturday only. I will be hosting. Then on Sunday at the same location, the Liberty Funny Bone in Ohio, I will be featuring for Saturday Night Live's one and only Pete Davidson, the young phenom breakout star of Saturday Night Live. Week after that, we'll say the June 23rd through the 26th, I'll be at the Tampa Improv. June 30th. Through July 3rd, I'll be at Richmond, Virginia, Funny Bone. The week after that, right after July 4th. Wow, July 4th is on a Monday. That's awesome. The 7th through the 10th of July, I'll be at the Cleveland Improv. 14th through the 17th, Kansas City. And 20th through the 23rd in Des Moines, Iowa. Last week of July, I'll be at Syracuse, New York. This kicks off a huge week for me of 7 weeks in a row. Used to be 9 weeks in a row. 8 weeks in a row. Okay, it's 8 weeks in a row. But in any case, a huge run, working every week, and come back to 2 weeks off in August. So come out to a show, tell a friend. We're going to be podcasting from every location, and so if you have friends in any of those locations that you want me to link up with to interview, Give me a reason, give me a name, give me some contact information, and we'll see what we can make happen. I am having a few technical difficulties today with my computer. I don't know if you're like me, but I just got the Windows 10 update, and I'm not loving it. But nobody ever loves the new update. The thing that I'm finding with this update is that when I go to like upload a picture into, so say I'm uploading the graphic for this episode of the podcast. So it'll say browse, and I click on browse, and then it opens up my image file, but none of the pictures are there. I have to look at just the, it's all blank, like they couldn't download the images or something. It's weird. I'm actually pretty surprised every time I turn on my computer that it even starts up. Today, it took a long time to shut down, and an even longer time to start back up. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But we're going to go in. And we're going to do these shout-outs now. Let's start that music. And here we go. Okay, now, this is the last longest person that I've had. Lopez, 1103. MyFitnessPal hasn't logged in 11 days. I hope you're okay. I hope you're coming back. I'm going to send you a personal message. It looks like her goal is to lose 100 pounds by 21st birthday, which is October 4th, 2016. I'm going to send you a message. You can do it. Maybe you already did do it, and that's why you haven't logged in. And if so, congratulations. Precious L-I-M. I'm guessing that's what it is. It looks like Precious Liam, but I'm guessing it's Precious L-I-M. Last login today. Holler. Good for you. Cambria76. Good friend. Thank you. For all of your Instagram pictures, very beautiful. Last login today, she is a fitness machine. Zach Duden, this guy is like, he's like, what's the guy from MySpace who's everybody's friend? The guy that started it. Zach Duden is a fitness Watch Me Shrink story. He's got a before and after as his profile picture. He's got tons of friends. And he's a video blogger, I believe, a blogger of his journey, weight loss journey. Check him out. He's very inspirational. Ms. Rye, last login today. Victorious, last login 7 days ago. What's up with that, bro? I know, and here's the thing. I know, even though he hasn't logged into MyFitnessPal for 7 days, he's still at the gym because every day he's posting pictures on Instagram, and he is a beast. He looks like he's an NFL wide receiver, maybe cornerback. I don't know enough about the football, but he is got an amazing body. No hetero. Okay, Kitty Karen, last login today. Longtime friend. We're going back 275 days to today, guys. That's how long we've been friends. Nalisa 4, Lucy Lou 7406, Joda Lina, last login, all of you guys today. Congratulations. Tanya 6779201 5. Tanya, do you have enough numbers in your screen name? I think we could add a couple more. Is that your zip code and your phone number? But your last login today. It's me, Gina. Last login 4 days ago. Probably just on vacation. That's my guess, right? We had a long weekend. Mommy Voodoo, last login today. These are the longest people, guys. That's the first page. Okay, here we go. Erica Sangalo, 21 days ago. Wow. All right. You know what? On air, you're getting cut. Sorry. You would have got cut yesterday. Jayline SS, last login today. All right. Clara Albamar, last login today. Rumijs, R-U-M-I-J-S, last login today. Awesome. Car 68, last login today. Priscillus 2015, last login today. Congratulations, you are loved. You are L-O-B-E-D 33 today. Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-E-S-S, love it. 3 days ago, come on back. You had a long weekend. Ruffalicious, last login today. J-K-Y-B-M-1, last login today. Thank you. We've been friends for a long, long time. And let's go to one more page, and then we'll round this out at this. Dun-dun-dun-dun. ACW08338, last login today. Angela26.2, last login today. Alex Mondo, last login today. Tamioko 69, 11 days ago. Raleigh Zia. Raleigaza, last login today. We're going to go just right through the last four people that were logged in today. Carrie Millie, Brooklyn Apple 8, Pencil Hearts, and Georgia M 2015, all last login today. Thank you guys very much for your loyalty to the community. And I find what makes MyFitnessPal such a successful community is because it's all positive. If you find people on Facebook posting their workout status or their gym check-ins, you see some people backhandedly posting, that's not what Facebook is for. I hate these people that post on it. And they might be right. Maybe that's not what Facebook is for. But it's exactly what MyFitnessPal is for. And there's never any negativity for updating your health or fitness status. Through my journeys this summer, last summer and this summer, I can honestly say I haven't found a more welcoming community. So I love it here. And send me a message. Send me your friends that I'm not friends with, that I need to be friends with. Let's connect, guys. I'm listening. I'm here for you. You're here for me. We're going to do this together. And I'm going to use these 2 weeks of off the road to really delve into listening, doing a better job listening. So I'm looking for interviews. That being said, the website's getting updated too. The store is back open. You can visit the store on the website. It's on the top banner at CosbyComedy.com. I got the t-shirts that I'm currently using right now. The website t-shirt. The podcast t-shirt is up. And my road t-shirt for runners out there. Check it out. Let me know if there's anything wrong with it. I'm notoriously bad speller, notoriously bad grammarist in writing. I seem to be able to get it out of my mouth just fine, but the dyslexia kicks in somewhere between the channel and causes some distortion. So feel free to send me any corrections or anything like that. Feel free to buy a shirt. Those are shipped direct. And thanks for listening, guys. We're going to air the radio. We're going to air the radio conversation that I had with Jeremy Scott over at WCMJ in Cambridge, Ohio. And I hope you guys enjoy hearing me panic a few times. Tell me if you can tell where that happens. Love you guys. Have a great rest of the week. If another podcast comes out this week, I wouldn't be surprised, but I also wouldn't count on it. So we'll see what happens. Love ya. Stay unrelated.
He absolutely tore it up on Friday night. I'm really lucky to have him on the line with me right now. I have got Adrian Cosby. He is a frequent performer at the Columbus Funny Bone. He's joining us right now. Adrian, good morning to you, my friend.
Thank you for having me on. I had a great time at Rock on the Range. I just moved to Columbus from Chicago, and I've loved it. I've loved it so much because Chicago is a huge market, and there's just so much going on. And then you come to Columbus, it's like the 14th or 15th biggest city in the world. So you have all the benefits of a big city and only half of the traffic. I know a lot of people like to complain about the traffic around Columbus, but it's nothing compared to Chicago or New York or L.A.
I tell you what, Adrian, having lived in Los Angeles and having gone to college up in Milwaukee, I can tell you that L.A. traffic is nothing compared to Chicago. I really and truly believe Chicago traffic is the worst in the world. So I tell you what, anybody who complains about Columbus traffic, you are absolutely spot on. They have never driven through Chicago.
Yeah, it's also like one of those things that if you go to Florida and it starts raining, people start driving as if it's whiteout blizzard conditions. if you've ever driven in the snow in Ohio, you can drive anywhere in the country without any kind of real worry about getting around. Because the bigger cities that have a lot more snow, they have better snow management going on. But through North Dakota, I went through whiteout conditions like it was springtime in Yellow Springs. It was no problem.
That's something I was going to bring up, Adrian. You grew up in Yellow Springs, Ohio. And anybody who's never been to Yellow Springs, I tell you what, you're missing out on basically Ohio's answer to San Francisco. Is that an apt way of putting it?
It's so correct that I have often said that Yellow Springs is the San Francisco of Ohio. Without the hills or homeless people. But it is sort of like a town that time forgot. It's catching up now, but it's still kind of stuck in the just coming out of the hippie phase of the 60s. Antioch College is there, and I think that had a huge part of why it had this really kind of frozen in time cultural, I don't even know what you would call it. It was almost like an ice age of hippiness. But then Antioch closed for a couple of years, and then they've just reopened, but it's a much smaller school, and it was already a small college. And I think that when it reopened, it lost a little bit of the, I don't know what you would call it, the je ne sais quoi of patchouli.
The charm.
Yeah. I love being from Yellow Springs. It's probably my favorite credit. In fact, for the first couple of years in comedy, people would say, "What do you want me to say about you?" I'd say, just tell them I'm from Yellow Springs. If they know where that says everything about me.
We're talking to comedian Adrian Cosby. He's a frequent performer at the Columbus Funny Bone. He's an Ohio native. He's from Yellow Springs, Ohio. I want to revisit that, Adrian, because something about Yellow Springs people may not know. That's a frequent hangout of Dave Chappelle. Have you ever been back? Because it seems like everybody who's ever been to Yellow Springs has a Dave Chappelle story.
Yeah, it's. I'll say this. Having the last name Cosby and being from the same small town that Dave Chappelle grew up in, it kept me out of comedy for most of my life. Not because it was some written rule that I couldn't do it, but I knew probably at age 7 that I wanted to be a comedian. But I think as soon as I started gaining some awareness, I thought, you know, with the last name Cosby, I'm going to have to be better than something, or people are going to think I'm trading in on my name. And then as I got older and Dave Chappelle started to become more famous, I started worrying that people were going to think I was just trying to ride his coattails or trade in on his fame. And I actually mentioned that to him one time, and he was like, that's ridiculous, man. and I realized that, you know, once I got to be much, much older. And I think really what happened was everybody in Yellow Springs is funny. It's literally the funniest town in America. Growing up, the school bus was the first comedy club I ever performed in or saw comedy actually happening in. And it was one of those things where I feel now like I'm just the guy who decided to try to make a little bit of money at it. And by a little bit of money, I'm just now starting to make some real money. And by real money, I mean like as much as I made when I was in high school.
You sound like you could work in radio.
You know, I thought that might be what I was going to do. I have a mass communication degree from Wright State University, and I thought that might be what I would do because I thought it would be very close to being a comedian. I've had over 40 jobs in my life, and every job I ever took, I had to have, like, is that kind of like being a comedian? Will I be able to be funny? You know, will I be able to go to different locations and entertain people? And so that started off with, like, pizza delivery, you know, and then I worked my way all the way up to restaurant manager, and then I worked in construction. I was a lifeguard. I taught swim lessons, gymnastics, after school care. I used to drive kids to school in the morning. I was a surveyor. I've done so many different things and never got fired, except for once. I fell asleep one time I was looking after some kids during nap time, and I passed out too for about 15 minutes. And they let me go. Apparently you're not supposed to sleep while you're watching kids sleep.
I tell you, there's something about that just doesn't sound like it's in the job description whenever you sign up. I don't believe that was in your contract, Adrian, that you were able to take naps.
And it seems to me that I was, you know, like when you watch a five or six-year-old nap, when you see these kids, they go to sleep so quickly that it was almost like I felt like they were influencing me to go to sleep, almost like, come on, you can do it. You know, I did. I can honestly say I did get some good sleep that afternoon, sitting up, probably the best sleep I've ever had sitting up in a chair. But it was the most traumatic. Getting fired from child care was probably one of the most traumatic events of my life because it's like I think I was under the illusion that the kids needed me, but I don't think they even noticed I was gone the next day.
We're talking to Adrian Cosby. He is a really funny guy. He's actually a frequent performer out at the Funny Bone in Columbus. And Adrian, as I'm looking at your website right now, am I correct in saying that you are actually coming to us live from Hartford, Connecticut right now?
That is correct. I am sitting on the patio of the luxurious accommodations here at the Courtyard. And I performed last night with comedian Greg Morton, who is a beast. I mean, a beast at comedy. And so it's been a real treat. I actually got my latest break in comedy. Comedy careers have several layers of breaking. You know, when you first start, your first break is your first paid gig. Your second break is maybe like a recurring gig, those types of things. But when I moved from Chicago to Columbus, it was a very strange kind of occurrence because most people moved out of Ohio to Chicago to further their comedy career. I got to Chicago, and I had a hard time just breaking into that market because it's so populated with comedians that want to work in the city. I was already working on the road, and I'd come home from a road week, and I didn't really have the incentive to go out to the clubs on Tuesday through Thursday and try to, you know, practice. It was almost like, I'll let those guys do that. They seem to enjoy it more. It always seemed painful to me. And then I was there for about 2 years, and I moved to Columbus. And within 2 weeks of being in Columbus, I had emergency back surgery, and I also got my entire calendar filled for the summer and spring and fall. And that was thanks to the Columbus Funny Bone. I had a couple of chances to perform right there, and the powers that be liked it enough to fill my calendar. And that was one of the greatest experiences of my life, was to have that break of coming back home to Ohio and having that be my most recent break. It literally was the difference between going out of business in 3 months and I'm here to tell you, I'm here for the rest of 2016 now.
Well, that's awesome. We're talking to Adrian Cosby, as he just mentioned, frequent performer out of the Columbus Funny Bone, one of his favorite spots to perform at. And Adrian, you know, I was watching your set at Rock on the Range last week, and a couple of things spoke to me. First of all, the fact that you indeed did grow up in Ohio in a small town, as did I, and the fact that you draw some of your material from being biracial. And that's something, yeah, too, that I can relate to. I'm biracial myself. Can you talk a little bit more about how that has factored into your act? I know that you draw off your last name, too. If you go to Adrian's website, it says Adrian Cosby, then in parentheses, totally unrelated, a nice little jab there. But that's something that you draw from, but also your background as not only coming up in a small town in Ohio, but also your biracial background. How has that really influenced what you do as a comic?
That's actually a really great question. So growing up in Yellow Springs, I think I was sheltered from a lot of the stigmas that go along with being biracial on a day-to-day basis. However, globally, I was much more aware that when I left my hometown, the reality was going to set in of not being normal. I don't know if that makes sense, but I guess growing up, I always had this feeling that being biracial meant that I wasn't normal. Not in a bad way, but it was just obvious, because so many people would always ask me, what are you? You know, instead of who are you, or you know, do you want to be my friend? But at a young age, it was always like, what are you? Because I didn't really look black. I sound white. And it's always been that way. And I don't know what caused me to go there with my comedy, but I think it's sort of like you draw from what's, you're trying to figure out who you are as a comedian. And I think that kind of globally speaks to the human condition of trying to figure out what your purpose is. So I just started dealing with the biracial aspect, and the first joke I ever wrote that I was like, okay, now that's a joke. That's going to work every time, was the joke where, you know, when people ask me what it means to be biracial, and I tell them it's very simple, it means that my dad is black and my mom is single, which is offensive to my mom a little bit and offensive to the stereotype, but 100% true. And it was one of those things that just through the exercise of writing, and I performed that joke for the very first time in front of my dad, I had the camera sitting on his table, and he busted out laughing. So I felt like, okay, I got something here. I think the Cosby aspect, any relation, that was the second question once they found out my name. And so the totally unrelated comes in because when I started that website, I didn't want to draw any cross traffic from people just searching Cosby, because for the first couple of years in comedy, I could search Adrian Cosby. I could search Adrian Cosby with my social security number, and it would still be 144 pages of Bill Cosby. And And so I just thought this totally unrelated tag would be worth it. And then I do a podcast, which I call Totally Unrelated, which I felt like doing the podcast, I needed to make sure that everybody knew I was completely unrelated, because in the last year or so, we've seen this resurgence of Bill Cosby fame, but not for anything positive.
I was going to say, so when you first started this, it was actually a good thing to be a Cosby.
Mm-hmm. It was. In fact, people asked me when I first started if I changed my name to Cosby, you know, if that was like a stage name, you know, if I changed so that I, you know, for comedy. And I was like, having this last name kept me out of comedy. You know, it had the opposite effect for me. But then, you know, a year or two after I started, the allegations started to resurface. And here's the other thing about having the last name Cosby. I always knew. Me and my whole family, we always knew who he was. Now, we don't know him personally, but the allegations have been out for a long time. And ever since I can remember, my mom was very adamant about making sure that we never associated ourselves with that name or that person because of the allegations and the fact that there is no ties. I mean, I think some people in my family have tried to say they've traced it back, you know, 9 generations or something. To me, that's, I don't know the guy, and I'm not here to comment on his guilt or innocence, but my mom made it very clear to me when I was probably 9 or 10 years old that he wasn't the guy he was on TV in real life.
That's crazy. So basically, mother knows best. That was absolutely prophetic of her.
My mom is a real activist. From the old school, she's the type of woman that wrote letters to Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue for not having enough African Americans in it, and you know, she would write to, you know, commercials that were, you know, had too many women. My mom is white, you know. She really taught me what being black in America means, and I don't know how you feel about this, and I don't know that you even want to talk about it, but as a biracial person, how do you identify? Do you identify first as biracial, or?
You know, it's something that you have to, I think, you kind of play up both sides a little bit, you know? It's your ticket into a lot of different situations, and it's your ticket to a lot of different conversations, too, because like you said, I have actually had people tell me to my face that I am an enigma, and I think that you have, you know, you speak to me when you say people have always been trying to figure out what I am as opposed to who I am, so I think that it's something that you can really play up both sides of it, and it's always a good conversation starter, and really, when you address that kind of thing, in a way, let's face it, it's 2016, but there are some stigmas that are still there, you kind of, in a way, take the elephant out of the room.
Yeah, I think it's definitely, so what I say about biracial people is that we're race ambassadors, whether we want to be or not.
Right.
And you don't have to carry that flag if you don't want to, but it's going to be the type of thing where I've had conversations with black people and white people and Latinos and Asians and all types of people. And it's the one thing that always comes up is that there's these cultural stereotypes that people can't seem to get past understanding. Like, I can't understand why BET is a channel. If we had WET, people would lose their minds. And I think it's just, I think it's a non-issue. And I think it's one of those things that if you think deeply about it, it's not that hard to come up with the solutions or the reasons why these things exist. And I think there's the conversation where people say, well, things are better now. You know, we should just forget it. Black History Month just trudges up all these different emotions. I think we should just put it in the past. Everything's better now. But I think as we've seen through the dialogue, whether you agree with them or not, the Black Lives Matter and just all the kind of gun violence arguments that come up, I think things aren't better. I think things have just been sort of silenced for a while. And that's what I like to kind of do in my act, is play both sides. I don't really tell them that I'm going to play both sides, but if you watch my whole 30-minute act, I play every side almost as if I'm on that side, and then I switch sides and play the other side as if I'm on that side, because in a way I am,
right.
And in a way I'm on no side.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's up to, you know, people to decide. The one thing that I like the most is when you see people that identify with a group that the group doesn't necessarily want to be identified with. So, like, you have gay Republicans or
hillbilly,
you know,
Democrats.
Republicans. Rich Democrats or not rich Democrats, but even poor Republicans. I think I'm laying it on the Republicans a little too hard here. But I think a great example right now is Caitlyn Jenner, who is a staunch Republican, transgendered, and has come out against gay marriage. And I think that it's an interesting situation. I don't have any opinion about transgender people. It's not a right or wrong issue to me. Let me be me, and I'll let you be you. That's how I feel about the world. But I think it's really interesting when you have somebody who one group is trying to say, this is our flagship person, our spokesperson for the whole movement, and then that person has some pretty radical views against some mainline ideas. Donald Trump, for instance, in the Republican Party, or Bernie Sanders in the Democratic Party, stirring up the conversation so much so that people don't even know what side they're on anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important.
Absolutely. We're talking to comedian Adrian Cosby. By the way, Adrian, stuff just got real deep up in here. He's a frequent performer at the Columbus Funny Bone, and I love talking to this guy. I tell you what, he absolutely cut it up at Rock on the Range last Friday, 1 week from 1 week actually today. He cut it up at the Rock on the Range comedy tent, and it was an amazing show. Adrian, I would love to be able to talk to you for hours and hours and hours on end, and I feel like we could. However, we are limited on time here. I do want to let people know how they can get in touch with you.
Sure. You can go to my website, which is CosbyComedy.com, which is, you know, it just became available a couple weeks ago, so I bought it. I figured he's not going to need it anymore. And you can also find me just on Google. If you just search my name, Adrian Cosby, you'll find all my information. I'm at Cosby Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Adult Friend Finder, whichever one you're looking for. And I have a podcast called Totally Unrelated. I release episodes every week where I just talk about, it's not really a political thing or anything. I usually just interview comedians or people from my life, and we talk about their stories, because I feel like everybody's got a story, whether they want to share it or not. That's up to us to pull it out of them.